From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump had another warning Thursday for North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump said his promise this week that the United States would inflict, quote, fire and fury on North Korea for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not enough.
Let's see what he does with Guam. He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea. He's not going to go around threatening Guam, and he's not going to threaten the United States, and he's not going to threaten Japan, and he's not going to threaten South Korea. No, that's not a dare, as you say. That is a statement of fact.
President Trump said if North Korea doesn't change its ways, it is going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in this world. Global stocks declined again Thursday as President Trump and North Korea continued their exchange of angry rhetoric and threats of military action. Stocks in the United States were down sharply at the close of trading, with the Dow off more than 200 points, the S&P 500 down nearly 1.5%, and the Nasdaq sliding more than 2%. Earlier, key indices in Hong Kong, Germany, and London fell by 1% or more. Analysts said a measure of stock price volatility, called the Fear Index by the Financial Press, was at its highest level since May. Rising tensions create uncertainty that spooks investors and prompts them to get out of risky areas like stocks. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The UN Migration